We see that our elected officials do not respond to popular issues. We see that money just flows in and advertisements wash over us, and there doesn't seem to be any responsiveness back to the people. So those are part of the large issues of why we're interested in this.
And so, Seal, how do you think money in elections, the money flowing into campaigns, how do you think that has changed the election process for us here?
Well, you know, there are still limits on direct contributions to candidates and political parties, but we don't now have limits on contributions that can affect election outcomes. And by that, I'm referring to a long series of Supreme Court decisions, the most recent of which was in Citizens United, where it was held that independent expenditures, so advertisements and things that are not money that's or support that's not given directly to a candidate or a political party, they have no contribution limits and have for some time have had no expenditure limits. And it was considered that those kinds of independent expenditures possibly didn't have the danger of corruption or of political quid pro quo. But when contributions are limited, you do have to work harder to get more people to contribute and thus have more money to spend. And what we see today with super PACs is that contributions to these entities providing outside support to candidates or parties are not limited. And the idea that greater political influence can be garnered through a few very large donors sympathetic to the cause, while not having to contend with the views or issues presented by a much larger number of smaller donors, that's an indicator of corruption in the democratic election process.
Well, I know that the League of Women Voters is preparing this toolkit and these presentations to the community. Is this with a view to just educating people about what's going on, or are there things that people can actually do? Rhianda?
Well, part of the mission, of course, is to educate, and that is the role of the League of Women Voters. But in that education, we're also pointing out other organizations that are at work, organizations that need to be reformed, in our view, and things that you can do to follow the money and get involved.
So what organizations, in your view, do need to be reformed?
Well, we've talked about the Federal Election Commission that is set up right now as a bipartisan commission with an even number of commissioners. So when there is a tie, there is no way to break the tie. We recommend in following people's advice about how this could work better, it would be a nonpartisan organization with an uneven number of commissioners and with some real teeth to enforce some of the election laws that need to be enforced.
That status quo that you mentioned with the Federal Elections Commission, that it is very often then ending up in a partisan stalemate, that also seems to reflect the fact that it's very hard for independent candidates to have their voice heard in the elections because of this money, that you really have to be part of the two major political parties and get that financial backing as well. Is that something the League has observed?
Well, it's certainly true. Another thing I think that points out where the influence is coming from is that fewer than 1% of the American people have ever donated to any kind of a campaign at all. So that leaves a very tiny proportion of our population who is funding all of this activity. And of course, you know, we believe that where money goes, interest goes as well.
The League of Women Voters strategy to promote open and honest elections and maximum citizen participation in the political process has two main tracks. One is to achieve incremental reforms where possible in the short term, which is what Rhianda's been talking about. And the other is to build support for public financing as the best long-term solution.
So to completely reform how elections are financed and have that public financing option.
Yes.
Does that go back to that little box that we can all tick off when we file our income tax? Do you want some money to go to
That's for the elections. Presidential election, but
that could be extended, maybe.
Right. There are local communities and states now experimenting and some very successfully with publicly financed campaigns for some elected candidates.
Is there anything like that happening in Colorado?
Well, you know, the city of Boulder has a voluntary limit on spending, and I'm not sure about specifics for other areas where that where there might be actual public financing, but yeah, it's in the works, and it's something that we're beginning to look at and study ourselves.